This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, it's a Tuesday afternoon after a long Labor Day holiday weekend. All right, hang on. Yeah, I grabbed a bite to eat right before the show started, so I had to take a sip of tea there. Look, I hope you had a great weekend. It was a great weekend for me. I'm going to try to explain this, and I don't know if I can, but mentally, I made this weekend seem longer than it was. And I've noticed that sometimes a weekend, a normal weekend, or especially a long weekend, sometimes they seem like they just fly by. And then other times, I notice that it seems like it's longer than normal. So I'm going to try to explain what I do and how I mentally try to make the weekend seem longer. I don't know if you're going to understand it, but hey, look, if it's a way to try to extend a weekend, I'm going to try to explain it to you. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us. I'm doing the show from my studio in my apartment at West End this afternoon. And it's a nice afternoon. You heard in the forecast there might be some showers popping up. And there were a few yesterday. Look, I can't, excuse me, I can't start this show without talking about just what a great victory that was for LSU over Clemson and in their Death Valley. LSU has moved up to number 3 in the country. They are among the elite. It really was great to see that. In some ways, it was boring because it wasn't a high-scoring game. But the defensive battle was kind of impressive, especially LSU's defense. And I know there have been questions about LSU's defense in the past. And they really seemed to do the job. And it felt so good to just see that victory. And Brian Kelly got his first victory as head coach of the LSU Tigers. So really, really impressive. LSU beating 4th-ranked Clemson in their Death Valley Saturday night. It's being talked about as the biggest upset of the opening weekend of college football. But as Dave mentioned just a moment ago when we were chatting, the other big upset this weekend was Alabama, ranked number 8th, Alabama losing to unranked Florida State. I generally don't care for Florida State, but I was for Florida State. You know, if you're an LSU fan, you're for the team that is playing Alabama. And Alabama, look, they're still going to come back. They've got a lot of questions to answer, obviously. But unranked Florida State beat 8th-ranked Alabama. I know that was tougher for Alabama fans. But Alabama, look, I'm sure they're going to come back, and they could very easily be part of all of it. Also, Tulane beat Northwestern from the Big Ten, and that was a big victory for Tulane at Yulman Stadium Saturday afternoon. And last night, did you watch it? I did. I wanted to see Bill Belichick's debut as a college coach, the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. His college football debut was destroyed by a red-hot TCU Horned Frog team. And, you know, I think years ago, am I mistaken? You know, when I was growing up as a kid, I used to think they called them the horny toads, or the horny frogs. There was a creature. I had one. I mean, it looks like a little dinosaur. It looks like a toad, but it's got these horns, and the horns are facing backwards. Did anybody else have one of those? I had a horny toad, and that was the name of it. So I guess again, excuse me. I guess they've always been the horned frogs, but for some reason I think they used to be the horny frogs. I'm not trying to make a big deal out of that, but I do remember what I had was generally referred to. It's not the scientific name for it, but what I had as a kid was known as a horny toad, and not in terms of sexual appetite, but in terms of the literal horns that were on the toad's head. Facing backwards. But Bill Belichick, did you see him at the press conference or today? Did you see any of what he was doing at the press conference? I mean, he was having a hard time keeping his eyes open. And, you know, I mean, he, you know, went home to his very young girlfriend, and I'm sure he said something like, "Please, honey, not tonight. We lost. I'm not feeling up to it." That was an embarrassing loss for Bill Belichick, 48-14. And that TCU quarterback, Josh Hoover, man, he's a good quarterback. And I don't know whether you notice this, but over the weekend, watching some of the college games, they had a number. Let me take another sip of tea. They had a number of really good quarterbacks. And it seems like in the upcoming draft, there may be some good quarterbacks to pick from, not the least of which, Garrett Nussmeier, who did a great job for LSU. And again, there was such a victory for LSU going into their Death Valley and beating Clemson on their home turf, and giving Brian Kelly his first victory as head coach of LSU. And not only that, LSU now moves up to number 3 in the country. So look, we're going to be talking about this. Also, a lot of people apparently have been talking about this gold jersey for the Saints, and they're going to reintroduce it apparently in game one, the game this weekend in the Caesars Superdome against the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to wear this gold t-shirt, I mean this gold jersey. And, you know, I'm looking at a picture of it now, and it's kind of cool, but I don't remember hearing much talk about that. But apparently there was talk about this that I missed. I've been mainly focusing for the last couple of years on, you know, where is the white helmet? Why do we have a white helmet? And finally, this season, the Saints are introducing a white helmet. And I think when they put on that white helmet, I mean, maybe they'll wear it with other things, but when they wear that white helmet with those white uniforms, oh my God, that is going to be so incredible. All right, it is Tuesday, so it's going to be a short week for many of you. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm just so excited that football is back, and I just enjoyed watching games over the weekend, even if I wasn't emotionally really that invested in either team. I'm just glad football is back. And then, of course, this weekend, the Saints open the season. The NFL opens the season this weekend, and I am so jazzed about that. But I could talk about that all day, but we have a few other things to get to. Chicago had 53 people shot over the holiday weekend, and the mayor, Brandon Johnson, is saying no Fed troops. Should he open up and let the Feds come in, let the National Guard come in? We'll talk about that. This has been a conversation that has been going on for a very long time, and we've had the conversation here in New Orleans about at times when crime has been so bad, bringing in the National Guard. It's more complicated than it seems. And there are people who sit back and they just sort of kind of have the mentality, yeah, man, bring in the guard, man. Let's bring in the military, man. They got the big guns. It's not that easy to do because they're not trained to do that. So it's more complicated than you might think. We'll talk about that. Also, I'm sure you've heard this. President Trump is talking about the possibility, or he's open to the possibility of reopening insane asylums. Essentially implying that when insane asylums were open, crime wasn't as bad as it is today. Now, what I find funny about that is there's a lot that has changed over the years. And it's not that the insane asylums necessarily had a direct impact on crime being down. It's just that that was a time when crime was lower than it is today. So it's too simplistic to think that crime was lower then when the asylums were open, so let's open the asylums today. Also, an 11-year-old boy was killed in Houston, Texas, and this is really, really sad. He was playing a game that is known as Ding Dong Ditch. Now, it's basically ringing a doorbell and running and hiding. I admit, I did that when I was a kid growing up. I don't remember exactly how old I was. It might have been 10. It might have been 11. But I think this goes to show you that we live in a different world, and that's not something that you can do. It's not something that we should have done then. I mean, it was an inconvenience. It was a stupid thing to do. And I don't know. I guess I got this surge of energy doing something like that I wasn't supposed to do. And I wasn't the only kid that did it. A lot of kids in our neighborhood rang doorbells and ran. You might have done it as well. But, you know, you can't do that sort of thing today. But the other thing to note about this case in Houston is that this 11-year-old boy was shot in the back. You know, you can't exactly claim that your life was threatened if you shoot somebody while they're running away. I mean, if somebody's running away, you can't claim that your life was threatened. So in this case, it really was about revenge. And a lot of people who believe in this stand your ground concept of the law, and there are stand your ground laws, but a lot of people who believe in those laws, they really want to seek revenge. Their lives are not threatened. They want to use a gun to get back at somebody, to seek revenge, and then to claim that their life was threatened, because that's how they stay out of prison. But a lot of them end up going to prison. You can't have an argument with somebody and then leave the argument, go get a gun, and then come back to the scene. Because if your life was threatened, why would you come back to the scene? You would have stayed right where you were. All right, so if you do have a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. How are we?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. Let's see. I relaxed. I did a lot. I did a ton of relaxing.
I did too. And I really enjoyed that. I mean, sometimes the best weekends are weekends when you really don't have anything planned.
Yeah, and I kind of kept it that way too. And I was just so I was so delighted and amused that the relatively small drop in humidity actually really made it feel a little bit like autumn, just a little bit.
Saturday night, I was walking around Saturday night. In fact, I celebrated Southern Decadence by going to the Penthouse Club, which I think was the perfect way for me to celebrate decadence. It was crazy down there. You know, a lot of leather, chokers, chains, and things like that. But yeah, I noticed that the humidity, just a little breeze and the lower humidity really did give you a sense of the season changing, although it's not yet, but it sure felt good.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know if we call it first fall or fake fall or something, because we know that it's more likely than not that there's going to be, another heat wave. I don't know if it's going to be an extreme heat wave, but whatever is that electricity in the air right now is probably going to go away once or twice before it comes back for good. But I tell you what, after that kickoff on Sunday when the Saints are playing, It's NFL season is here, and that's such a vibe. You know, it can be a little more humid or a little more hot. Doesn't matter to me. Effectively, fall is here.
Well, I agree. And, you know, we often talk about how Labor Day weekend is the emotional end of summer. And summer ends, I think, September 20th or 21st. technically, but the emotional end of summer is Labor Day weekend, and this goes back to when we were in school, and basically from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend, you kind of have this summertime mentality, even as an adult, even if you're working every day. So that's pretty much over, and we're slipping into fall. Listen, I want to ask you a question, and we're going to kind of do this just, you know, live on the air right now, but I've turned everything in my apartment off, and I'm hearing a buzz.
Yeah,
I hear the buzz?
It too. I was going to wait until it's only, hang on a sec. Yeah, it's definitely from you. So,
yeah, it's from me. Is it my car's in the shop? Just maintenance, oil change. Need wipers and a few things like that. So it's just in the shop for maintenance. But I could conceivably, if it's if we determined that that's just not tolerable, I could get a lift and get down there as quickly as I can.
I think that when we take a break. Why don't you just redial your connection? Maybe we can put you on a different Comrex and see if that clears it up. And after that, we're going to have to start unplugging stuff.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I even turned, Echo. I've turned,
where's your phone?
You know, the Echo off. I turned almost everything off.
Turn down
turned
your
off the ceiling fans.
Can you turn down can you turn down your headphones entirely just for a second?
Okay. Headphones turned down.
Yeah, no, still buzzing. Oh, do it again. No buzz.
Yeah, well, the headphones are pretty low. You don't hear the buzz now?
No.
Okay, well, I'll just have the headphones lower.
There you go.
Because I can hear it slightly. You're okay with it?
Yeah, I can. I'll bump you up a little bit in here.
Listen, I apologize to the audience. You know, sometimes we have technical issues that we, you know, sometimes we just deal with them on the air because that's the best way to deal with it. While
I think
we're
they
actually,
like it.
You know, doing this. Well, this is, you know, this is one show that takes you behind the scenes. I mean, you see the raw underbelly of radio when we talk about this stuff.
Really raw.
Yeah. So I just didn't want there to be anything wrong with this, studio in my apartment. But
I think
I can lower the headphones, and if that's good for you.
It is noticeably better with you having done
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, cool. All right. Well, then that'll save me some lift money coming down to the station, and it will save you covering for me until I get down there.
All right. Cool guy.
All right, look, let's get to a break here. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Come on, how about LSU? How about that victory over Clemson? And what about Arch Manning's debut weekend? I want to talk about that. I felt badly for him, and I think I know what happened. And I think you've probably figured it out, too. But we'll talk about that when we come back. But yes, this was a Southern Decadence weekend, and we were so busy last week talking about the memories of Katrina that it kind of snuck up on me. But it is every Labor Day weekend, and, you know, it's a fun time when people gather in New Orleans and have a lot of fun, and there are a lot of macho men down there, and there are a lot of men down there who are not quite so macho. All right, I'm Scoot. It's Tuesday afternoon, so it'll be a short work week for many of you, and we'll be right back. You're listening to
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WWL. Congratulations to Brian Kelly, the LSU Tigers, Garrett Nussmeier. Those guys did an awesome job. LSU won. LSU beat Clemson in their Death Valley. That was so cool and so exciting. And you know, I, just like many of you, I watched the game, also listened to it on WWL radio. And, you know, in the beginning, I was concerned. I really was. I was concerned about LSU not being able to pull this victory off. Clemson, number four in the country at the time of the game. Clemson felt like they were just on top of things, and they were playing, you know, for a championship. They're playing for a championship this year. And they were ready, and they had a ton of players coming back. So it was a team that was pretty well intact. And LSU had their work cut out for them, and they went there, and they did their job. And it's really exciting to see that game. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talking text line is 504-260-1870. LSU was robbed of a touchdown in the third quarter. The score was 10-10. LSU robbed of a touchdown by the officials, and then they had a missed field goal at that point. So, you know, honestly, that wasn't looking really great. But, you know, the Clemson crowd really showed ignorance because they were booing the interference call, but the Clemson player had grabbed the LSU receiver's jersey. I mean, you have to be really ignorant to, I mean, they booed for several plays. I mean, they were really PO'd about this. But, you know, maybe they didn't show it there. Maybe they didn't show the jersey grab. But clearly the Clemson player grabbed the LSU receiver's jersey. And the crowd is booing like, you know, they judged it based on the very end of the play. So maybe they didn't show that. And if they didn't show that, then shame on them. If they just showed the end of that play, they did it to rile up the crowd. And that's not fair. You know, from a journalistic standpoint, that's not fair. They're not showing the whole thing. They're not showing the jersey being pulled because they want to rile the fan. They want to get the fans upset. They want to get the fans mad. They want to get the fans booing the officials. And so, you know, I think when a stadium does that, and sometimes stadiums have those kind of rules that benefit the home team, I think that's, you know, I think it's clearly unfair. And it's a shame that happened. But, you know, you and I know that LSU was... that was an interference call I'm talking about. Yeah, it was an interference call that I'm talking about. But, or was it the touchdown? Anyway, whatever. I think it was an interference call. At one point, Nussmeier was, like, hit after throwing. There was a penalty for roughing. And he was limping a little bit, but, man, came back and did great. 3 minutes left. LSU led 17-10. And, you know, I kind of got concerned because what did LSU do? They got conservative. And I remember after the game in Las Vegas where Brian Kelly, and he's pounding on the desk, he's saying, we acted like we had the game won. And remember, they acted like they felt like they had the game won, and they let the other team come back and beat them in the season opener. And so I couldn't help but think, you know, because they played that clip on TV, and I heard that. But then, you know, 3 minutes left, LSU got conservative, and they were trying to just protect the lead, and they had to punt the ball with 2 minutes left. And Clemson's got a really good offense. So LSU's defense, though, was alive and well, and the offense may have gotten conservative, but LSU's defense really, really did a great job. And, you know, after the game, I don't know whether you noticed this, but this was another indication that the Clemson fans are really poor sports. After the game, Nussmeier was being interviewed, and a Clemson fan looked like he was trying to say something to him during the interview, make some kind of comment. He was kind of lurking in the background of Nussmeier. Maybe you saw this. And it was like he wanted to start some kind of verbal confrontation, and one of the cops just kept him away and then finally pushed him away. But what was this guy going to do? Start some kind of argument? Well, it looked like that's what he was trying to do. Well, dude, I'm sorry. It's in the books now. Your team lost. But I tell you, I really got the impression that Clemson fans are really, really poor sports. All right, let's go to Ian and check out a couple of your text messages.
Do this for me real quick. It's just swing the microphone away from your mouth just for a second.
Okay.
Okay, bring it back. Okay. Great. That was just one less thing to worry about. Okay, great. Here's the text that says, LSU played smart. They ran the ball and played stout D. I would have kicked second quarter field goal on fourth down, but the coaching was sound.
Yeah, I thought so, too. It was exciting to watch the game. But, you know, one thing that's exciting about watching a game is you don't know how it's going to turn out. And for much of the game, we didn't know how it was going to turn out. And I'll tell you, I really got nervous because I remember this was echoing in my mind. Brian Kelly talking so much about how, you know, we thought we had that game won. We let down. I don't remember his exact words, but he was basically saying that the team acted like they had the game won, and then they ended up losing the game. And so with 3 minutes left, 17-10, LSU's leading, they got conservative and had to punt the ball. And that was with 2 minutes left. And I was concerned that Clemson may come back. But LSU defense just kicked butt.
Here's a text that says, LSU beat the referees and Clemson at the same time.
Yep. They sure did.
You mentioned you went downtown with the mingling in the Southern Decadence crowds this weekend. Here's a text that says, the definition of decadence, moral or cultural decline by excessive indulgence. So, Scoot, that's what you celebrated over the weekend, in your own words.
Well, you know, they call it decadence because it's decadent. But, I mean, you could look at a rich chocolate cake. And sometimes a rich chocolate cake is described as decadent. So there are a lot of different uses of that word. I'm not celebrating sin. I'm celebrating the LGBTQ community's right to do what they want to do. And if you don't want to be part of it, you don't have to. So don't worry about what they do because they're not coming to your neighborhood. And so if that's what they want to do, let them do that. You know, I wasn't part of it. I told you, I mean, I went to a classy gentleman's club. It was kind of a joke that I did that on, you know, when the decadence festival is going on. So, yeah, I mean, decadence is used to describe a lot of things like desserts. So I'm not going to get too hung up in what they call the festival.
And before we take away, let's get to a phone call. We'll find Charlie in Lafayette. Charlie?
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. First of all, you know, like I said, you're my favorite radio personality. I agree with you 100% on most everything you say. But as a former official, as an official, I do want to give you, you know, and I understand fans and they're emotional. Let me go through a step-by-step thing. First of all, for my record, for what I saw at the time, as an official, I thought it was a touchdown. Now, for the reason I thought he broke the plane before he hit the ground, but here's the thing. First of all, the other thing is, throw out this thing, we had to beat the referees. That's And I say that to fans.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All the time, my fans, other fans, they don't care who wins the game. I know the guy that was refereeing the game. I know him, you know, we're not great friends, but I know him. They didn't overturn that call on the field. That was done by the replay official. Now, the official analyst had him as a touchdown. I did too. But the replay official has far more angles to look at than they show on TV. And there's a lot of things they do look at. Now, the SEC office will eventually probably say yes or no. But this idea of, you know, people think they don't give a damn who wins. They really don't. They're human. They make mistakes. But they look at a far more angles than we look at on TV. And there's a lot of, with the rule, gate to ground. And I've been an officiating clinic. We've looked at calls like that. And it's a lot of times it's 50-50 on that. So that was, there's a lot of things that they look at and consider that we don't. There's a lot of ignorance of the rules of people. So nobody is trying to screw anybody. I thought it was a touchdown, and I haven't seen anything to see that claim. But the replay official's looking at that. He's thinking about each thing, and he's looking at the different angles. And he may see it differently than we do. But I really think that people need to quit saying, you know, they're against this. No, it isn't. You sound like a bunch of whiny. You start to sound like whiny Trump supporters and MAGA people when you say that. You know, I'll be honest with you. But I think that the it is what it is. And you may have a replay official who will replay that, who will call that differently, you know, because they're looking at it. You're making a judgment. And you're not making a judgment thinking that this is LSU or Clemson. and the officials were SEC officials, and they're graded. They main thing is to get it right because they don't want to get downgraded because they want to get a good bowl game or a playoff game at the end of the year. And if they get downgraded, they're not going to get that. So,
all right, Charlie, before I get to a break, since you have experience in this area, I want to ask you this, and I want you to be honest with me.
No, I'll be honest.
It seems like it is very likely. It seems like it is nearly impossible for some officials sometimes to not get caught up in the moment, and based on the momentum of a team, based on the dynamics of this moment during a game, give a call to one team over another team.
Just because of their intrinsic emotion. I will say you get caught up in the game and you freeze and you miss something, but you don't do it. You're not favoring either team. You're looking to make the call. I think they do make and they make mistakes, but they're not doing it to favor a team, because the thing is, eventually, if you start doing that, you're going to be gone. They grade you, and they grade you very toughly, and they will throw you out. I'm just being honest on that. If you show that you may have caught up in the moment of bias, you're gone pretty quickly. Because they got 10 officials for every official, or 20 that want their job.
Okay. Listen, very quickly, what do those officials get paid?
SEC officials, I think they're getting about $4,500 a game. NFL officials get about $10,000 a game. The high school officials don't get enough. You know, we get screwed on the pay, and then when we work the Superdome Classic, we have to pay for our own hotel room. And they have a shortage of officials. Now, it depends on the conference, but I think SEC, Big Ten, the Big Power Four are getting about $4,500 a game, but it's starting to go up there.
All right, Charlie, I got to get to a break here. I appreciate that information. I appreciate the call, and thanks for your perspective as an official. So look, let's just be honest about it. I mean, here's a song that pretty much explains the Clemson Tigers today. Number 4 in the country, feeling like they are on the threshold of playing for the national championship, and they still could be. Clemson is down to, let me see, Clemson has dropped down to, I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you. We'll preview some of the top 25 when we come back. LSU up to number 3. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, 1989, this was the number one song dominating American radio. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you were with us. Hope you had a great holiday weekend. So I got to try to explain this. We've got a couple of calls to get to, but this weekend seemed longer than just 3 days. And I learned something by accident, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to successfully explain it to you, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try, because if I can help you extend the length of weekends, like even a normal weekend, if I can make the weekend seem longer to you emotionally than it really is, well, that's, you know, I think that's a great benefit. All right, let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's go to Amos in Araby. Amos, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, I get over the bridge.
Hello, Amos.
Raymond.
Oh, I'm sorry, Raymond. Well, I've got Amos here. Raymond, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
You're a couple years older than me, and I wanted to know if you remember when they wanted to bring the National Guard into the Desire Street projects, but our mayor, Coon the Moon, we call him, brought in enough policemen and the state troopers, militarized the whole situation and took control of it. And the Desire Street projects is the largest project at that time in the nation.
Yeah, there have been times, I remember those times, when they have talked about bringing the National Guard into New Orleans. It seems like when the state police work with NOPD, it seems like they do a pretty good job. And they're just, you know, Raymond, it seems easy for us to just say bring in the Guard, but the Guard's not trained for it. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about in remembering Katrina 20 years later was something that Lieutenant General Russell Honoré said. And he told the National Guard's people, put down your guns. You know, you're not here to shoot people. You're here to help people. And it was a reminder that the National Guard is trained to kill an enemy, not kill people in the United States. And so it gets a little sketchy sometimes when they come in and do the job.
Scoot, you still have me here?
Yeah.
What I'm getting at, that Coon the Moon took control of the situation.
All right, you know what? Please don't say that on the show anymore. That's just stupid. Okay.
I mean,
but it's an inappropriate, ignorant, juvenile nickname. Okay. If you want to attack him on his policies, that's fine. But I'm not going to tolerate that on the show. But Raymond, go ahead with your comment. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Yeah. You know, we're not going to tolerate that. I mean, it's stupidity. There have been times when we talked about bringing the National Guard into New Orleans. It happened during Katrina, but that's an extraordinary situation, and it really hasn't happened here. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to work. And I said before the troops actually were deployed in Washington, D.C., I said on the air and on social media, I said, if there's a conversation to be had for talking about bringing the National Guard in to help cities with crime problems, then let's have that conversation. But President Trump hasn't wanted to have the conversation before he's wanted to play the bully card and send in the troops. And I believe he lost his lawsuit in court in California, lost the lawsuit there about bringing in the troops. And you know, it's not that easy. It's designed to be intimidating, but I think it's more intimidating than it is practical.
Yeah, I think we're thinking about what Raymond is trying to say here. If he could have managed to get it out without using a racial slur, is that there are times when cities invite the National Guard to come help, or there's a two-way conversation where the National Guard says, "Hey, we're coming. We want to have a meeting with X, Y, and Z. These are the resources we're bringing. These are the resources we need you to bring." And that's not what's happening in these other instances. So do not right. come at us with examples of the National Guard being deployed in other cities and say that it's the same thing. It's not.
No, it's not. I mean, we can have the conversation, but again, understand the motive. And the motive clearly is that this is a bullying tactic, you know, bringing in the military. It's also, you know, it's also part of building the concept of a national federal police force under the direction of the President of the United States. And that's scary as hell to me. And it should be scary to every American. It should be scary to every MAGA supporter. It should be scary to everybody. But unfortunately, some people applaud it, thinking that Trump's going to be the only president we ever have. And that's not going to be the case. There are going to be younger generations born, and they're not going to know much about Trump at all, because he won't be president forever. All right, we've got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get back with more of your calls and more of your texts coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in, oh God, what was the year? On this day in 1987, Sonny Bono announced he was running for mayor of Palm Springs, California. And he ended up running. He also won, and he later became a congressman from California. And Sonny Bono seemed to be really one of the least cerebral rock stars of all time. And this was like his only big hit. Cher went on to do many hits, but Sonny Bono was pretty much done after this. And of course, then he had that collision with a tree while skiing, and that ended it all. But this is the day he announced he was running for mayor. People laughed at him, but you know, in the last couple of years, I think we would have taken Sonny Bono over what we have. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. And this is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday to Billy Preston. But sadly, Billy Preston died in the summer of 2006. Billy Preston, raised in Los Angeles, he was one of the most popular session musicians He performed with the Beatles. He performed with the Rolling Stones and many others. And, you know, he went on to have a couple of hits, Nothing from Nothing Means Nothing or Equals Nothing or something like that. And then this song, Will It Go Round in Circles, was one of his big solo hits. All right, we've been talking about LSU's big victory over Clemson. And, God, I love talking about football. It's so much better than the alternative, but there are some things we do have to get to coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. And we do have to talk a little bit about something we couldn't get to Friday because of the Katrina remembrance shows, but the Catholic school shooting and the idea that the person was trans. So we'll get into all of that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot on the Air on WWL.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.